the victorious one declared that everything is like a city of Gandharvas. That you may meditate on this, pay heed now to my explanation. In the primordial expanse of luminosity appears a city, fair and beautiful, of perfect qualities, spontaneously present. It dwells therein, beginningless and without end. No center does it have, no limit. And from this luminous and empty state, within the firmament of the unknowing mind, the six migrations, castles in the clouds, appear, which take their origin in dualistic clinging to the apprehender and the apprehended. Devoid of ground and basis, they appear in different forms, deriving from deluded mind and its habitual tendencies. When this you see, there manifests the nature of the mind, the primal state. But when you fail to see it, there is just the mind of everyday confusion. And how are these appearances? They are ungraspable, like castles in the clouds. How else should we describe them? Thank you. Indeed, they are all destitute of real existence. They are like the cities of the fairies, seen above a plain as sunlight sinks into the west. Supported and support are simply the deluded mind, which sees as it is wont to see. When closely scrutinized, there's nothing really there. Left to itself, the vision naturally fades. So set aside your fear, for you have nothing hard to do. Understand just how the world and beings are from the very outset pure and empty. All appearing objects, empty of true being, are like castles in the clouds. All mental states, by nature empty, are like castles in the clouds. Both sense objects and mind are empty. They're like castles in the clouds. The slightest clinging or fixation just leave it where it is. How is this accomplished? Do not let your mind manipulate phenomena appearing without existing. Simply leave them without grasping. Original delusion is itself the fruit of all such grasping and fixation, and therefore you should know the state devoid of clinging. The sublime and spotless nature of phenomena. Phenomena themselves and utter peace, the state beyond all sorrow, are not existent entities. Understand that all phenomena, things and non-things both, all are empty, without true existence. They resemble castles in the clouds. They are like the vast abyss of space. Primordially unborn, the state of utter peace. No desire is found therein. Ignorance and anger, jealousy and pride are not observed. So therefore, understand that these and all thoughts are like castles in the clouds. defilements, void of real existence, and enlightenment, the nature of the mind, are not two different things. Know that they're like space. They are both equal and immaculate. The nature of samsara is nirvana from the outset. Deluded thoughts subside completely, like the clouds that melt into the sky. Know that they subside there whence they came. Preserve this state of utter peace, primordial wisdom, empty, luminous. In the state of unborn nature, no thoughts, no sense objects are found. And yet, until the show of their arising melts into the ultimate expanse, cut through the root of your delusion. Ordinary thought. Action and non-action are not two. Not two are taking and rejecting. And yet, as long as in your mind you cling to self and real existence, I urge you to rely upon profound instructions. Antidotes for your defilements. Not two are outer things and inner mental states, both sink into the nature of the mind. Wise you are if this you understand. Regarding how to meditate this point, first perform the preliminaries, and in the main part of the practice, know with a complete conviction all things are like castles in the clouds. Form appears and yet is empty, like a castle in the clouds. Sound, smell, taste, touch, mental objects. All these six are castles in the clouds. The mind, its affirmations and negations, all arising thoughts are castles in the clouds. On all this, meditate with clarity. At all times, day and night, reflect just as before that all appearing things are castles in the clouds. Having seen that all compounded things resemble castles in the clouds, you should settle in their absence of reality. your mind's proliferations all will cease, and self-arisen, clear, and empty luminosity will manifest from deep within. Even in your dreams, you will see everything as cities of Gandharvas in the clouds. You will become proficient in assuming different forms, transforming them as previously described, and as belief in the reality of things subsides, the dualistic chain of apprehender, apprehended breaks. All bonds and all habitual tendencies subside, and freedom is achieved. Meditate, therefore, upon these castles in the clouds.